Blog Talk Radio.
Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
T7M Radio brings to you the best of 7 sports talk with 7 Mitchell.
You already know what it is, man. You are now rocking with the best. This is the best of 7 sports talk here on T7M Radio. I'm your host, as always, the Kid 7 Mitchell. Appreciate y'all locking in, as always, man. Y'all already know the drill. It's NFL week 2. We got some predictions to lock in. So call us. Y'all call up 347-989-8102. If you're on the YouTube channel, make sure y'all subscribe. T7M Radio on YouTube. We definitely appreciate it. Also, check us out on Facebook, the Best of 7 Sports Talk. Join our T7M Radio Facebook debate group. We would love to have y'all up in there chopping it up, debating and everything we got going on. We here now, NFL week 2. I'm just so hyped. I'm just so hyped that the NFL is back. I mean, I missed the NBA. Don't get it confused, but I'm so hyped for the NFL and my Ravens in the defense. We're going to get into that and so much more. Getting into week number 2, of course, we had Thursday night, the Cincinnati Bengals, Andy Dalton, Coach Marvin Lewis, A.J. Green and company. They done fell 0-2 to the season, losing to the Houston Texans Thursday night of a score of 13-9. This definitely needs to be Coach Marvin Lewis's last year, unless he has a miraculous turnaround, because I need to paint this picture for y'all. We are talking about a guy who was here in Baltimore, won a Super Bowl ring as a defensive I don't think he was a coordinator at the time. He may have been the defensive coordinator at the time, but he wasn't a coach at the time. But he won a championship bowl with the Ravens, of course. Then 15 years as a head coach of the Cincinnati Bengals and have not won a playoff game. Are you kidding me? Coach Marvin Lewis, who have been the head coach of the Cincinnati Bengals for 15 years. We talking about Ocho, T.O., Carson Palmer, A.J. Green, Andy Dalton. I mean, you name it. I believe Cedric Benson. I mean, they have come in and out of that Cincinnati organization, and they have not been able to get not one playoff win. It's ridiculous. And now they're starting the year off 0-2. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. But, man, shout out to my Ravens who got that started last week. Man, that defense was just so big time. 4 interceptions, 5 sacks by my defense against Andy Dalton. Man, please, don't even get me started. But let's get into the predictions, man. NFL week 2. Again, this is the best of 7 sports talk. T7M Radio with 7 Mitchell. Callers, y'all call up 347-989-8102. First game on deck. Let's get into the daytime games. Let's start with my Baltimore Ravens versus the Cleveland Browns. Now, the Ravens defense faces a rookie quarterback, Deshaun Kizer, making his first NFL road start, and plays a Cleveland Browns team that has been held to 17 points or less in 8 of their past 9 trips down here to be more. Now, our quarterback, Joe Flacco, I'm still not sold on. He did acknowledge that he's not at full strength because of the lower back injury, but like I said, 4 interceptions and 5 sacks against Andy Dalton, our defense is going to hold this down. I got it being 20-10 over the Cleveland Browns. I'll give the Cleveland Browns a touchdown, but 20-10 Ravens over Cleveland. Then we got Carolina Panthers versus the Buffalo Bills. Now, the Bills head coach Sean McDermott, it's going to be interesting to see how he handles the Panthers rookie running back Christian McCaffrey. I think McCaffrey with Cam Newton over time is going to develop to have some great chemistry and be a nice little 1-2 punch. And that being at home, I got Carolina over Buffalo 28-14. I still like Carolina's defense. They're not as elite as they were 2 years ago, but I still like Carolina's defense, especially against Tyrod Taylor, who's just so questionable right now at this point. So I got the Panthers over the Buffalo Bills, 28-10. The Arizona Cardinals are going to be locking in with, I don't know if we're going to have the Andy Dalton-less Indianapolis Colts starting that 0-2, the Indianapolis Colts. This is nothing new. They've done it each of the past 3 years under Coach Chuck Pagano. This is crazy. The last thing the Colts and particularly Chuck Pagano can afford is a pitiful performance for the second consecutive week after they had only 225 yards of total offense against the Rams in week one. Now, the starting quarterback situation, like I said, is still up in the air between Scott Tolzien and then Jacoby Brissett from the New England Patriots. But it's not going to be Andrew Luck, so it really don't matter. I got the Cardinals over the Colts, and I'm not really sold on the Cardinals neither. Let's be clear on that. You know, I got a lot of respect for Fitzgerald, but we're going to have to see because David Johnson went out for most of the season with the dislocated wrist when they lost to Detroit last week. So I don't really know what the hell Carolina got to offer, but I just don't think the Indianapolis in either aspect has more to offer than the Cardinals. So I'm going with the Cardinals to handle their business against Indianapolis. I'm going 21-8. I'm going 21-8. It's going to be a weird. I got a safety and a couple field goals. It's going to be one of those days. Jacksonville versus Tennessee. AFC South matchup. This is going to be pretty good. Now, the Titans have talked all week about redeeming themselves from a poor Christmas Eve performance in Jacksonville that ended their 2016 playoff hopes. Now, the Jacksonville Jaguars, they manhandled the Texans at the line of scrimmage last week, and Fournette looks like he's the real deal. When it comes to quarterback play, I don't know, man. Blake Bortles won't scare the secondary like Derek Carr did. 0-2 start would cause some panic in Nashville, but the Titans, I think, get back to their identity of running the football. Marcus Mariota should be fine. I got the Titans over the Jaguars this week, 24-20. This is the Best of Seven Sports Talk, T7M Radio with Seven Mitchell. Callers, y'all call up 347-989-8102. We're talking NFL Week 2, giving up our predictions. We got the voice of Philly joining us as always. Raj, what's popping, my guy?
What's popping with you, Seven?
Oh, man, I'm cooling. Can you hear me clear?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me clear?
Yeah, we good, man. So let's get right into it, man. I was just getting to some predictions, and I'm right at your squad. This Sunday, we got Andy Reid is 8-3 all time against his former team. Your squad, the Philadelphia Eagles, they're going to be locking in with the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, the Kansas City Chiefs have plenty to be encouraged about after their week one New England win, in addition to the week, you know, it being in Foxborough. Who you got this Sunday with Kansas City and Andy Reid and your Eagles?
Well, you know, I'm going with the underdog, my Birds. My Birds defense is going to give Andy Reid and them some trouble.
I think, to be honest, man, speaking of the defense, I mean, y'all don't have Ronald Darby for the next 4 to 6 weeks because of the ankle dislocation. I don't know.
Right, but you got to realize, okay, we didn't have Darby, you know, last week, and look what we did.
Yeah, but y'all facing Tyreek Hill this week. Who did y'all face last week? Tyreek Hill is one of the up-and-coming stars at wideout. I mean, he could have a big game if y'all.
I mean, they had Terrell Pryor last week.
Okay. I respect that. I'm still going with Kansas City with the momentum. If they beat New England and Foxborough, I think they can handle their business against what's your quarterback name? I keep forgetting.
Let me throw this to you real quick, okay? Alshon, who from Kansas City is going to be able to shut Alshon down?
I mean, let's not be disrespectful. I mean, Eric Berry is questionable. He is their leader, and he's hurt. But Kansas City was serious against Tom Brady last week.
You're right.
You talk about Alshon Jeffries. I respect the skill set at wideout, but if you can't get the football to him, I mean, it's nothing. If they put pressure on Carson Wentz, I mean, you what is Jeffries going to do? Throw the football, catch it, and run it? Do it all himself? That's the only way.
You're right, and I agree with you on that. But you got to realize, okay? And this is the last I'm going to talk about my Eagles. You know what I mean? Because I know you want to move on. But look what Washington did. Washington put pressure on him, and he still got the ball to who he needed to get it to. You know what I mean? And then real quick, we got our X factor. Zach Ertz.
I mean, you make some good points, man, but again, I'm just not sold again on your quarterback. And after what I seen last week on the road, I mean, I'm going with Kansas City, man. I'm going with Kansas City 30-14. What score do you got?
Wow. I don't even know the score. I know it's going to be a nail biter. That's all I can say.
Okay. No doubt. Now, speaking of great elite quarterbacks, now both of these quarterbacks is reaching that year of 40. We just was talking about the New England Patriots. Since the beginning of 2003, the Patriots are 42-6 in regular season games following a loss. They're going to be locked in with Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints this week. Now, the Patriots haven't been two games under 500 since Tom Brady took over in 2001. So this all in actuality, even though it's early, it's really an important game. I don't care what nobody say. I do think that Brady might have a bounce back game, but that defense, Raj, of New England was horrible. They got exposed last week. I think Drew Brees is going to throw over 500 yards, and I got New England Patriots losing for the second straight week.
No, I'm going to tell you this. I got Brady coming out and scorching them Saints.
You think so?
Yeah, I know so. Bill Belichick. He hates to lose, okay? And, with the loss they took last week, man, he's coming out, Brady's coming out firing.
Well, I mean, I will agree with you with the whole Brady scenario because the Saints, I think they gave up 470 yards total last week, but the Patriots gave up almost 540 yards total last week, so both Brady and Brees should have big games, but New England's defense, they're going to be hurting without linebacker Dante Hightower, who can't play. And the Saints' offense also is going to be undermanned because they got their right tackle. He's hurt. So it's kind of I don't want to say even, but by being in New Orleans and by the Patriots, in my opinion, losing the opener after winning the Super Bowl, just being totally outplayed last week, by the Chiefs and Alex Smith, I got Drew Brees, man. I got Drew Brees in the Saints over the Patriots.
Nah, you're being disrespectful.
Next up, AFC North. My Ravens arch nemesis, the Pittsburgh Steelers, are going to be locked in with the 1-0 Minnesota Vikings. Now, the Steelers are 14-2 in home openers since 2001. Big Ben is 69-22 at home field, where he has averaged 3 touchdown passes per game since 2015. That's crazy. The Vikings' vaulted defense has its full attention and respect. They're going to need it. We should get a bounce-back game from Le'Veon Bell. He had a career-low 47 yards last week. That's very terrible of the Steelers. I got it being a close game because of that Vikings defense, but I'm not going to hold you. I think the Steelers edge this one over the Vikings 27-20.
You got to realize this, too. I don't know exactly who it is. That young receiver that the Steelers got, the rookie one, they're comparing him to the other one that they got, which he's unstoppable.
One thing that give me cause to pause, and you're right, the explosiveness at wide out for Pittsburgh, they probably got the best offense on paper in the league, or at least in the AFC. But Sam Bradford, the quarterback of the Minnesota Vikings, I mean, I'm not even going to hold you. He looked pretty good, Raj, last week, throwing for 346 yards and 3 touchdowns. On Monday night. This was on Monday night. I think the Vikings had played
the Saints.
Had played the Saints.
But you got to realize, when you get Bradford time, you know, He's going to make everybody, at the end of the day. He's going to make his team great.
I just think that kind of goes to show also, we think when we talk about it, I think that kind of goes to show how bad the Saints defense is. You allow Sam Bradford to, you know, show up like that on Monday night. That Saints defense need a lot of working, man. I don't know what's up with them. Sean Payton need to be on a hot seat because he's been getting too much of a pass.
Listen, from what I'm hearing, you know, and I can't reveal my sources, he's on the hot seat already. Hey, man, Mitchell might be out there. AP might be out.
Adrian Peterson, well, he only got like 6-7 carries for like 40-something yards last week. That's definitely going to have to change. But see, they got a running back by commission type of situation back there. They got like 2-3 running backs, you know, that can get the job done. So I never really was sold on Adrian Peterson going to New Orleans. He should have stayed in Minnesota or went to Dallas and been a backup.
Right.
Well, we got another good battle that should be going down Sunday. We got the Chicago Bears versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now, the Bucs was forced to reschedule their season opener and take a first-week bye because of the hurricane. This will also be the first of three games Doug Martin will have to sit out because of the suspension. I do feel like even though the Bears were pretty impressive last week, I don't think that Jameis Winston is going to be making a lot of mistakes. It's going to be a close game, but I got the Buccaneers 21-17 over Chicago.
Exactly. And you have to think about this, okay? When you get Winston a target, one or two targets, which he has now, he can explode. You know,
right.
To me, he's got DeSean Jackson. You know what I mean? Who wanted the best. But then, now here's the trick, though. Did you see who they picked up on defense?
Who was that?
T.J. Ward, the safety.
From Denver?
Yeah, Tampa Bay got him.
We're going to get into the Denver because they got a marquee matchup versus the Dallas Cowboys we're going to get into in a little bit. But this is the Best of Seven Sports Talk with Seven Mitchell and Raj. Callers, y'all call up 347-989-8102. Again, subscribe to the YouTube channel, T7M Radio. If you want Facebook, make sure y'all do this on Facebook as well. T7M Radio, the Best of Seven Sports Talk. Up next, we got the Los Angeles Chargers versus the Miami Dolphins. The Miami Dolphins are one of two teams yet to play a regular season game because of Hurricane Irma as well. Who do you got in this game? Phillip Rivers and the rest of his teammates had a chance to shake off the rust in a close loss on the road against the Broncos on Monday night. So the Chargers really, even though they lost, they really didn't look bad against the Broncos. Who you got between the Chargers and the Broncos?
I'm going with the Broncos.
You going with the Broncos?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sorry. The Dolphins and the Chargers.
Oh, well, I'm going to go with the Chargers. Because who is the Dolphins starting quarterback?
Well, with an extra week of rest and preparation, Miami should be a tough opponent for the Chargers home opener. But like I said, Phillip Rivers did look pretty good in the loss against Denver Monday night. The Chargers play in a 30,000-seat StubHub Center in their first game back to L.A. since 1960. So this is definitely a big game for the city of Los Angeles. And the Chargers have not started the season 0-2 since 2008. So with that being said, I got the Chargers having that home field momentum. I got them winning 24-13 over the Miami Dolphins. We got your boy Beast Mode and Oakland Raiders locked in with the New York Jets. Now, this is a bad matchup, Raj, in my opinion, for the Jets, who allow 8 plays of 20-plus yards in week 1 against the Bills. I'm going with the Raiders to blow the Jets out 35-10. I just don't think there's going to be no type of competition in this game. I mean, can you just imagine what Derek Carr and company going to do to this defense? It's going to get crazy.
Yeah, and the Jets don't have Revis Island no more, so, you know, that's a factor right there.
That's a fact, not at all. Marshawn Lynch running wild in his home regular season debut. This is going to get crazy, man. I definitely got the Raiders in the blowout. Now we got America's team.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the Raiders got T.Y. Hilton at receiver?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay.
Next up, we got America's team, the Dallas Cowboys, facing the Denver Broncos. Now, the Dallas Cowboys were the only team not to have a three-and-out drive in week one. That's crazy. That will be equally important Sunday in Denver, which has forced the NFL's best three-and-out on, I believe, like almost 40% of the drives since the start of last year. Ezekiel Elliott ran for 777 yards and 7 touchdowns on 155 carries in 2016 in 7 road games. So playing on the road, Ezekiel Elliott does well running the football. This defensive Dallas, I'm pretty impressed with. They got the best offensive line. Dak is the man. I don't think the Cowboys are going to have a problem, even in high altitude. I think they're going to go beat Denver 28-20.
I don't know. Man, I'm going to tell you this. That, to me, now, I want to choose the Cowboys, but then again, I'm going to be honest, I don't know who to choose that game. So I'm just going to put it out there.
You know I feel you, Raj. I feel you.
You know what I mean? Because I want to choose the Cowboys, but something telling me Denver, you know what I mean? LA, the way he's got Denver, you know, it was the GM. They might pull the upset and knock the Cowboys off.
This is the thing about it, though. This is the only reason that gives me cause to pause about the Denver and the Cowboys game. Even though I'm edging Dallas, this will be Dak Prescott's first look at the Broncos' pass defense. And if my recollection, most quarterbacks of all experience levels, they don't fare well in their first look against this type of defense. So
exactly.
I don't know.
Exactly.
Yeah, I don't know if Dak – the reason that they win. Like I said, I think on the road last year, like I said, Double E, he had over 700 something yards and 7 touchdowns on the road. So if they can run the football, they'll be fine. If they can't,
and to what you're saying, and I agree with you. I don't know. I think Dak and them might be in trouble.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. I mean, like again, that game's iffy.
Yeah, it's going to be a good game, nevertheless. But like I said, it's just going to be interesting to see how Dak adjusts to that type of defense. But again, I think Ezekiel Elliott is the key. And when you look at Denver's offense, they still questionable at quarterback. They don't have no major weapons, in my opinion. So what are we talking about? Since the start of 2016, the Broncos are 5-5 when an opposing offense rushes for more than 100 yards. So,
right.
You know, if Ezekiel Elliott can get 100 yards, chances are they're going to win this season. It's like I said.
Right. Let me say this to you real quick, okay, about nobody having, you know, notable weapons, okay? Think about Indianapolis State with Peyton, okay? Peyton ain't have no stars, and look what he did with his boys. He turned them into stars.
Well, let's be clear, because when he tried to when it started, what happened to him against my Baltimore Ravens in the playoffs? One of the greatest
right.
comebacks.
You know, I'm just saying, you know, you can turn.
Not,
you know what I mean?
It's not
you can turn them
on that much of a pedestal right now.
Right.
Next up, we got Washington Redskins versus the L.A. Rams. Now, the Washington Redskins are 0-4 in season openers under Coach Jay Gruden. In those losses, the offensive scored a combined 42 points. Now, in week number two, they 2-1 under the coach. The Rams' offense is much improved. I still got the Rams losing this one. The Redskins, this is a do-or-die game early on for them. It's going to be a close one, but I got them 24-21 over the Rams. Who you got between the Redskins and L.A. Rams?
I got the Rams. And the reason why I'm saying that Rams offense could be dangerous against Washington. You think about it like this, okay? Look what we did last week against the Redskins. You know, and our offense isn't compared really to the, you know, to the Rams offense.
Right. You're right. Next up, we got the San Francisco 49ers versus the Seattle Seahawks NFL Week 2. Now, CenturyLink Field has been a house of horrors for the 49ers with the Seahawks winning the past five regular season meetings, thereby a combined score of 154-54. Excuse me, Christmas. Now, this, in my opinion, Raj, is what you call a get-right game for the Seahawks coming off of their week loss, last week's loss against Green Bay and Aaron Rodgers. I'm going with the Seahawks 24-7 over the 49ers this week. Who you got?
I'm going, like I said, I'm terrible at picking scores, but I'm going with the Seahawks. You know what I mean? Because Russell Wilson is going to come out there, and he's going to smoke San Fran.
You like Russell Wilson?
Yeah, I'm going to be honest. Yeah, I'm a Russell Wilson fan.
I'm not sold on Russell Wilson. I'm not going to say he's a scrub, but I think he's overrated.
You're right. He may be overrated, but to me, he's a great quarterback.
I think he's a good quarterback, but okay.
Yeah, either way, let me rephrase that. Good. I ain't going with great.
Yeah, because remember what happened at the 1 yard line in the Super Bowl. Let's not forget. I love
right,
how y'all
right.
try to. Yeah, right. All right, Sunday night primetime, we got the Green Bay Packers, Aaron Rodgers, that bad man, versus the Atlanta Falcons. Now, Matt Ryan might want to take a cue from Aaron Rodgers and tell the Falcons just to relax. But Matt Ryan combined for 680 yards and 7 touchdowns and 2 wins last year against the Packers, including in the NFC Championship game. This is going to be revenge for Aaron Rodgers in Lambeau Field. I think he'll get it done. And I think he'll get it done in a nice fashion. I got 31-21, the Packers over the Falcons. Who you got?
Listen, let me ask you this real quick. Is Clay Matthews playing?
Doesn't matter. Their defense has still gotten better.
Just hear me out. Is Clay playing?
I don't see that he's out. I don't see anything about him being
okay,
out.
Listen. You know, the Falcons is in trouble. With Clay there, the Falcons is in trouble.
Okay. I say they're in trouble because Aaron Rodgers is here. But that's fine. Whatever you say. Last but not least, man, Monday Night Football. We may have OBJ. We may not have OBJ. Who knows what's going on, but we got the New York Football Giants locked in with the Detroit Lions. Now, OBJ is still a question mark for this game. That makes it a bit difficult for me to pick, as both the Lions, Jim Caldwell, and safety Grover Quinn has said this week that OBJ is a dynamic player and a difference maker. So if he's not in the game, I don't see how the Giants is going to be able to beat Detroit. Matt Stafford had that great comeback in week one. I'm going with the Lions over the Giants because I don't think OBJ is going to play. And if he does play, I don't think he's going to be at full strength. But I'm going 24-21, the Giants losing back-to-back games to start the season.
Listen, now, I ran off at the mouth and shot, overshot for the Giants. I'm going to tell you this. You know, you're right with football. If Odell's playing, make a long story short, the Lions is going to win. Because the Giants don't have an offensive line. And if Odell's not playing, they're in trouble. Because they don't have that number one receiver or the number two receiver that can play number one receiver.
So wait a minute. So before we end the show, so you are now, I just want to be clear. So you agree that Brandon Marshall is not a one receiver?
Yes. Yes,
thank
I
you.
Agree.
Thank you. All right, so you going with the Lions as well?
Yes.
All right, there we have it. Monday Night Football, there you have it. We got the Lions over the Giants. This has been the Best of 7 Sports Talk. You good over there?
Yeah, I'm good.
This has been the Best of 7 Sports Talk, T7M Radio, 7 Mitchell and Raj. Appreciate y'all locking in once again, man. Subscribe to the YouTube channel at T7M Radio. And also follow us and join us on the T7M Best of 7 Sports Talk Facebook debate page. Definitely salute to all y'all sports fans out there. Getting joy for the Mars games, Monday night games. We'll be back Monday night to play Monday quarterback and recap everything that went down in the NFL week 2. Shout out to my guy Raj. This is 7 Mitchell, T7M Radio, Best of 7 Sports Talk. Y'all stay safe, man. We out. Peace.